Hey there! You are tuned in to your weekly dose of all things gay, The Kimbap Show, hosted by your Tita Gang, Z, Michi, and Isla.
Hi guys, this is your tita na hindi masyadong mahilig sa film, pero willing to learn na si Z.
Hi guys, this is your tita na mahilig pa din sa rom-com and women's supremacy in films, na si Tita Mechi.
And this is your tita na mahilig sa Korean horror and sa Bong Joon-ho and Park Chan-wook films. This is Tita Ayla, and you are listening to The Kimbap Show.
The Kimbap Show!
Where we talk about all things K.
That's right. Correct. At second season na, hindi pa rin namin ma-perfect yung intro spill namin.
Of course. It's our brand.
It's our brand na. Sobrang struggle talaga ng internet recording. Ano. And speaking of second season, naka 17 episodes. This is actually our 18th episode. And we think, parang na-realize lang namin na we really haven't talked about Korean films. And we claim na we talk about all things gay.
So parang, but not Korean films. Kailangan may parenthesis tayo. Pero we decided to change that na kasi today we will be talking about Korean cinema. Ayan. So meron tayong very special guests today sa ating episode. Dahil feel namin parang hindi kami like well-versed sa cinema. So we're inviting our bunkmates to very quote-unquote, unreliable daw sila. Pero I think they are very reliable when it comes to film. So let us welcome Ron and Jerfy from Cinefiles.
Hi!
Yep. Welcome, mga kapatid.
Welcome, mga kapatid.
Welcome, mga kapatid.
Kasama na ba kayo sa kulto namin?
mga kapatid sa sine. So, kumusta kayo today?
Kapatid tita. Yeah. Kapatid Z, kapatid Michi, and kapatid Ayla. Thank you for having us here. Branding na talaga.
So, kumusta kayo tonight?
Ito, medyo pagod, kakatawa.
Sige, pagsalitain natin yung dahilan kung bakit tawa tayo ng tao.
Okay. Abang tayo mga ilang segundo.
Kapatid na Jerfy, kumusta ka ngayon?
hindi ko na alam yung sasabihin ko, yung kalibigan, pressure.
Oh my gosh.
Pero ayun, buti kasama natin na ngayon.
Iba pala dito sa Kimbap, ganito pala yung feeling.
Kanina kasi, just the background for our listeners, parang mga 10 minutes namin siyang hinihintay na makakamit.
Hindi gumagalaw yung camera niya sa meeting.
Yeah. So ayun, buti at kasama na natin siya ngayon. Sana ay makasama pa natin siya.
Hanggang bulo.
So anyway, ayun, in-invite namin kayo dito dahil feel namin you are well-versed in cinema. But today,
ay, naku, feeling nyo lang yan, ha?
Ay, naku, Jerfy, kailangan mo panindigan yan, ha?
Oo, B, kailangan mo panindigan. Kapatid ka, eh. So, ayun, parang we're talking about Korean cinema today. But before we start, ano ba yung first encounter ninyo sa Korean cinema? Saan ba nagsimula?
Tama. Sige, I'll go
una
first.
Una na ako.
Ah, sige, sa Jerfy na kasi baka mawala na naman yung kapatid natin. Sige, go kapatid.
Makikipagunahan muna ako sa pila. Pasensya na muna para safe po tayong lahat.
Go.
Sulitin habang naririnig ka pa namin.
Oo. So, ayun. Nung inaalala ko yung mga, kasi sobrang limited lang yung napanood kong Korean films. So, meron akong one Korean film na naalala way back in high school. So, siguro familiar na rin kayo dito. It's My Sassy Girl.
Yes!
That's my first ever Korean rom-com movie na napanood. So wala lang. Sobrang memorable niya lang sa akin that time. Kasi syempre high school ka, tapos rom-com, alam mo yun, very but with thumbs and everything. So, nung nireraminis ko yung knowledge ko about Korean film. Parang before, hindi ko pa siya acknowledge as that Asian film or whatever. Parang na-view ko lang siya as rom-com film. Tapos yun lang. Diba? Tapos nung time na napanood ko na siya nung may age na ako, like 20-something, ganyan. Parang mas doon ko siya na-appreciate. Mas doon ko siya nagustuhan. Diba? Parang, I love it. Parang ano siya. Yun.
Ayun. Ikaw ba, kayo kapatid na Ron?
Tita Z.
Ay, ako na naman. From ano kasi, prior to recording this, we also recorded the same an episode with Cinephiles on their side. And lagi kami magkapareho ni Jerby ng mga favorite films. Sasabihin ko rin sana, Classy Girl. Kasi nga, siguro...
Magkapatid kayo eh.
Oh, magkapatid kasi kami.
Kami pala yung magkapatid.
Hindi ko alam kung thing siya nung bata ka na mahilig ka sa rom-com ganyan. Pero yun, it's one of the first few films na napanood ko talaga na Korean. So kayo ba, si kapatid na Ron?
ako, ang earliest memory ko kasi sa Korean film, tanda ko to elementary pa ako. So this was 2006, grade 6 ako nun. Usong-uso yung mga DVDs, mga 8-in-1.
Oh my God.
Yes.
16-in-1 films. Yung auntie ko kasi mahilig talaga siya sa...
Irerent sa Video City.
Oo.
Actually, ito hindi na. 8-in-1 literal na to. Pirata talaga to, literal. Tapos, okay. Yung auntie
pare, ko mahilig ako, sa
Korean novela. Tapos, so, hanggang napunta siya from Korean novela to Korean film. So, dinadala niya kami ng mga DVDs para panoorin. Ang pinaka nag-stuck sa akin siguro, hindi ko na kasi matandaan yung unang movie na panood ko, pero ang pinaka nag-stuck sa akin is yung sad movie. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
A sad movie?
Oh, sad movie, literal yung title niya. So, it was released 2005 pa. And looking back, na-realize ko na star-studded din yung cast niya. Kasi yung bida sa My Sassy Girl nandito, tsaka si ang pangalan nun? Cha Tae-hyun?
Cha Tae-hyun.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna be butchering the names from here onward. So ngayon pa lang sorry na ako. Tapos nandito rin si Shin Min-ah. So yung babae sa
Gumiho.
Tapos natanda ko lang na at a very young age na nanonood na ako ng film with subtitles. And yet parang sobrang nag-resonate siya sa akin kasi naalala ko gumagawa pa ako ng projects noon. Literal nagugupit-gupit ako noon. Iyak lang ako ng iyak habang pinapanood ko siya. Habang nagugupit ng mga project. Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen this, you should watch it. Yeah, it's a really great film.
So what was it, a sad movie?
It really was. Well, at least gusto ko, hindi siya false advertising naman. At least nung bago mo siya panoorin, alam mo nang you're in for a sad movie.
True to its name. True to its name.
Kau ba, Tita Michi?
Ako naman, I don't really recall my very first Korean movie. Pero I do remember one thing. I remember watching 200 Pound Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Out of curiosity.
I love it.
Kasi di ba yung soundtrack na, Maria! And then siya, I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna hit it. Pero yun nga, yung theme song na Maria. And then, I don't know, nung high school pa ako nun, so parang it was a really fun movie. Now looking back, ay parang shit, it's still applicable to this very day. And hindi ko alam how I got influenced by watching 200 Pound Beauty, but I do remember downloading it sa torrent
for no
reason. And then, sobrang dami kong time nun kasi high school. So, siguro I watched it nung mga bakasyon or sem break. Pero yun, napanood ko siya. Sulit naman. And then, sumunod siguro yung My Sassy Girl. Nasabi nga ng iba, hagulgulo yung iba. I was like, hindi ako umiyak, pero sige, I like it naman.
I see.
Yung ano?
Same.
Oo, diba? Ikaw naman, Tita Ayla. What's your first encounters?
One missed call final. Pero actually, it's a mix of both Korean and Japanese. Kasi nandito si Jang Geun-suk. Payang Korean character siya dito. Ako kasi, bata pa lang ako, mahilig na ako sa horror. Like, the first Japanese films I've watched are horror films. Kapatid! Let's go! So, ayun.
Kapatid Z, hello ako, din.
Kapatid Jerky. Kapatid hello from Ganon. Wait, so, nakita ka ba Jerky?
So, ayun nga. Since mahilig ako sa Japanese horror nung bata ako, parang I decided to try out Korean horror na rin. Kasi sa mga DVD nga na binabenta nila, kapatid ko talaga si Ron eh. Parang ano, parang andun din yung iba't ibang klase ng Asian horror. Like may Thai, may Korean, may Japanese. Tapos ayun, nandun sa DVD na yon yung lahat ng One Missed Call movie. So, pinanood ko lahat. Tapos, naalala ko yung One Missed Call final kasi andun si Jang Geun-suk, tas ang gwapo niya. Tas I was like, oh, he's Korean pala. Tas ayun, actually, revelation, yung may sassy girl, saka yung 200 pounds beauty, late ko na siyang napanood. Like, teenager na ako nung napanood ko siya. Hindi ako like bata. I think I was in college na nung in early college, like first year, second year. So, di sila yung first ko. So, yung una ko talaga ay horror.
I see.
Yeah. So, ayun.
So, parang ano, no? Iba-iba tayo ng first films na na-encounter, na first few Korean films na na-encounter. So, parang, I think that says something about the not so much popularity of Korean films back then. Pero despite that notion na hindi nga siya that big compared to as it is now, there were still films that were, you know, still popular. And one of some of these films were films by Park Chan-wook and Lee Chang-dong, which were Handmaiden, Old Boy, and then Burning. I'm not familiar with this film, so have you guys watched this film?
Park Chan-wook, yes.
I've seen Old
Ako
Boy.
Burning lang. Yeah. Burning lang.
Ooh.
So, actually, marami na rin akong napanood na movie na Park Chan-wook.
Yung kay Chica. Park Chan-wook kasi very interesting kasi it gained a lot of Western recognition. Like, meron siyang trailers in French, in English. Meron siyang international trailers, yes. But it was not nominated for an Oscar. But yun, parang, halimbawa, if you watch, like, when was this released? 2019 ba? Or 2018?
If you, which one?
The Handmaiden.
To 2016.
2016 pa? Oh my gosh, ano nangyari sa akin? Ayun, like, if you look at videos saying the most popular films of 2016 or the best films of 2016, even the international even the international videos, for example, makikita mo yung The Handmaiden, it's on the list. Tas because of that, pinanood ko na rin yung Old Boy ni Park Chan-wook. My God.
Amazing,
my God. Right? Yeah, what the fuck?
I think,
feeling ko yun yung entryway niya to the Western viewers. I think it all started with Old Boy. Kasi Old Boy was released in 2003.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it gained so much attention and awards na the Western even created an American version of it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is an American version of Old Boy. It starred Josh something-something, yung nagumanap ng Thanos. Kumuto ko yung plido niya.
Si Thanos.
Reliability.
Si Thanos.
Si Thanos ang gumanap. Si Elizabeth Olsen. Oh, funny, si Elizabeth Olsen yung babae doon. So si, it's Thanos and Scarlet Witch together. So yun, they recreated that kasi nga, sobrang ganda ng Old Boy. Eh.
That's true.
I mean, it's a part of a trilogy and I think it was
unrelated trilogies, diba? Parang
stand-alone.
Lady Vengeance, tsaka Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance.
Right.
They each have their own standalone story, pero they're a part of a trilogy, technically. Mm. Tapos, after nun, nagkaroon na siya ng, I think his, don't quote me on this, but I think his English debut film would be Stalker. It's one of my favorite films because of the visuals. This starred Mia Wasikowska, Nicole Kidman. Ayun, hanggang nagkaroon na ng Snowpiercer, and then ito nga, The Handmaiden.
Right.
I love Snowpiercer.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Grabe yun.
Yeah. Alam mo, chika-chika kayo na unreliable kayo. Ang dami mo.
Si Ron lang yun, ha? Si Ron lang, ha? Hindi ako kasama.
ikaw ba, kapatid na Jerfy, you mentioned that you watched Burning before. Kasi, di ba kasama din dito si Steven Yeun?
Yeah.
Steven Yeun!
Yeah.
Yes, oo. Sobrang love that film talaga.
Mm-mm. And ano siya, diba?
I love the burn.
ang balita ko, parang it should have been, parang people are saying it should have been nominated for an Oscar. Mga ganun. Ang daming koda na ganun. Agree ka ba?
Yeah, sobrang biggest snub si, ano, si Burning. Actually, parang sinasabi nga nila, parang Burning, ano, Burning Run para for Parasite. Parang ganun na, kasi sobrang big snub.
Walk. Burning Walk, so Parasite could run.
Burning Walk, so Parasite could run. Parang ganon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kasi ano, sobrang snob siya during 2019 na Oscars. Kasi nga, mm-hmm. ano, you know naman, Oscars is very local. So, yes. They don't see Asian films to be part of, ano, to be part of those kind of award-giving bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Parang feeling ko for Asian films, they have like a separate category for it. They don't
yung international feature film.
International award category.
Kumbaga, they don't put it in the same category as
yes, they have international feature films.
What was the first ever Asian film na nominate for an Oscar?
One thing I hate about it din, kasi parang ano, tawag nito, parang yung international award nila for that, parang we only have one non-English film per country.
Yeah. Pansin ko din. So, one from Asia, one from Antarctica. Africa.
Country or continent?
Depende,
country,
diba?
Country. So,
a country. A country.
Depende din, pero minsan, ano, hindi lahat ng country or participating country specific continent nakakapag-participate. So minsan hindi lahat ng Asian films na bibigyan ng ano ng opportunity to be part of or to be nominated or to be just part of the ano nomination pa lang ganun.
I see.
And I think this year's Oscars Academy Award has reached a lot of firsts. Kasi nga, diba, this is the sabi nga na this year is the most diverse ever daw because merong tayong first Asian American to be nominated for Best Actor who's Steven Yeun nga for Minari and then Chloe Zhao for Best Picture for Nomadland.
Best Director.
Best Director and Best Picture. So, kumbaga, in a way, feeling ko it's long overdue na rin. Right. They've been breaking a lot of barriers. I think a lot of their films are very underrated. So, it's about time that they get recognized. You know?
I see. Yeah. So, it's nice na Asian films and Korean films are slowly gaining recognition. Yung Korean film industry kasi parang during the 90s and 2000s, super nag-boom din siya. Kasi yung mga companies, nag-i-invest na sila. Doon na nag-i-emerge yung sponsored by ganto-gantong company. Tapos, kasabay na rin ang pag-emerge ng films na to ay yung pag-emerge din ng Hollywood. So, ito na yung Korean culture nagpa-permeate na into different countries, parang may greater appreciation for Korean media. Pero parang yun nga, yung recognition for Korean cinema sa worldwide version, parang lately lang din talaga super nag-i-ignite dahil din sa... Yes. Dahil din siguro sa impact ng Parasite. So, Parasite, last year, nanalo siya ng 4 Academy Awards. So, ano ba yung awards na yun?
Best Picture, Best Director, International Feature Film, and Best Original Screenplay. Now, ang ano lang dito, with these wins alone, actually, bukod pa sa Oscar, they have a lot from BAFTA,
Golden Globes.
Takot talaga siya.
Sobrang dami nilang awards.
Dami nilang accolades. Dami nilang nauwi. And because of that, Koreans celebrated this win, yung Oscar win na to, with so much pride na parang they wanna say, they're saying na parang South Korean cinema is finally in the spotlight, in the worldwide spotlight. So, looking back at what is happening right now with the Minari. The Oscar nominations, I'm being white again. Charot. Context lang. Napanood namin yung Minari. Tapos, nag-record kami.
Amici, ah. Nako, ha?
Oo. Tapos, sabi ko bigla Minari. And, naalala ko nga sabi ko, before that, I called David out for being so white. So, ngayon, ako naman yung nagiging white, diba? Ang ganda.
Relatable.
Ay, nako. So, for Minari, they are nominated for this year's Oscars. And for the following categories, Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Actor, Steven Yeung, Best Supporting Actress, si Yeon Yu-jong or si Halmoni, and Best Original Score. Ngayon, mas madami yung nominations nila versus sa Parasite, which is totally fine.
I think it's the same. Anim din yata.
Pero madami nakakot, no? So, kayo ba? With these nominations along, especially na din na parang quote-unquote diverse na ang Oscars. Dati they were so white, di ba? Ano ba yung magiging forecast nyo with Minari? Or ano yung nakikita nyo sa Minari here with Oscars? Kasi nanalo sila, may nakakot sila from BAFTAs eh, I think.
Yeah. Ano before, naman kaya sa Oscars? Before the nominations or like the forecast of our cinephiles, kapatid, I'd like to say lang na, diba, with Handmaid, previously mentioned films, like Handmaid and Old Boy Burning, and then we have Parasite, of course. One thing I've seen in common in these films are they are psychological thriller or horror films.
Mm.
Tapos, comes Minari na parang it's a lot different compared to those mentioned films. So parang
contrast, no?
It's something fresh, don't you think? Anong take niya dun?
You're right, I think, na it is a refreshing take na, I mean, kasi you can't just have the same exact flavor year after year, di ba? Kasi sabi mo nga, so last year was Parasite and then Burning. So yes, they do share the same genre of thriller. So in a way, Minari is a refreshing take, not only because comparing it to the previous Korean films, but if you look at its co-nominees, it kind of stands out na rin. Kasi if we're gonna go through the nominees for Best Picture this year, so we have Nomadland. I think they have their own story. I like it, and I like that. So we have Nomadland. It's a story about nomads, about people traveling without any homes. And then we have The Trial of the Chicago 7, which is a very powerful film, very political. Promising Young Woman naman is more on feminism, gender norms. Mank is about old Hollywood. Sound of Metal is about disability. The Father is about
dementia.
Also, dementia, yeah. So, they each have their own story. And I like it. Feeling ko, ang galing na rin na Minari yung itong film na to yung mismong katapat niya for these co-nominees. Kasi it also shares its own story about an immigrant family nga, diba? Trying to achieve the American dream.
Mm.
So, I think it has a great chance then of winning. Kasi it is a common story, yes. But the way that it was executed, the way the final product was actually made, it was masterfully done. It was beautifully done for me. And sorry last lang na feeling ko at the end of the day, no matter how beautiful a film is or how great the film is, kung gaano kaganda yung technicalities niya, it will affect you the way it left you after watching the film. And for me, after watching all of these films, well, The Trial of Chicago 7 yung pinaka nag-left ng impact sa akin. But second to that would be Minari. Kasi Minari yung feeling ko na hanggang ngayon, kahit ilang, gano'ng katagal ko na siyang napanood, it's still in my heart. It stuck with me, kumbaga. So, ayun. That's
sabi ko nga, no? Sabi ko with our episode with you, na parang I'm not a very technical person when it comes to films, no? And what really matters to me at the end of the day is if the film made me feel something. Kasi I'm not well-versed talaga sa cinema terms, ganyan. Minsan may binabagat kayong terms, I have to Google it pa. Just to know, you know. And you know, Minari. Ito na naman tayo.
Minari.
Minari sa akin. Parang yun nga. As someone who's very into family drama or melodramatic films, it's not always about, you know, na naiiyak ka sa film. Hindi siya automatic. Pag napaiyak ka ng film, it doesn't automatically mean na sobrang ganda niya. Mm. With Minari kasi, I won't say na humagulgul ako, na kailangan ko ng tissue, ganyan. Pero ang na-feel ko sa kanya, may kurot sa puso. Yung mga little subtle moments in the film na we won't discuss further kasi maririnig nyo yun sa episode namin with Sinan.
Yes!
Ayan, you have to stream that episode. But yeah, ang refreshing ng Minari nga talaga. Kasi, you know, Asian films Asian film industry is well known in terms of thriller, psychological thriller films, yeah. Horror, Thai movies, Japanese movies, they're so good in doing this type of genre. So now we have seen that Asian films can expand to this type of genre as well, which is not surprising because Asian families by culture are very tight-knit. Diba? Like family-oriented na naman tayo. So it's really great. This is being showcased to the world.
Mm. I like to...
Saka gusto ko lang pala idagdag. So,
yes, but go.
Sorry. Very quick lang din. Na parang in a way, in addition to how we felt after watching the film, watching it now in this climate that we're in, in the circumstances we're in, it kind of also helps because in a way there's a lot of shit going on, diba?
Right.
I mean, very chaotic kumbaga ang nangyayari sa lahat. So parang it's a long warm hug, sabi ko nga din dun sa episode natin. Parang in a way it kind of gives us comfort, in a way it kind of gives us hope.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi parang isipin mo parang after all of they've been through, at the end of the film parang they still got by, di ba? They were able to surpass that. So in a way parang it gives us hope na maybe in reality it could also happen to us.
Yeah, that's right. Ganun.
So parang the same way na parang Parasite was also socially relevant when it came out, di ba? Kasi it tackles capitalism and social class divide.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way this one also tackled a very relevant issue and in a way also gave us a little bit of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, yun lang.
May gusto lang din akong i-add about the Minari nomination. Kasi parang from my experience with Korean cinema, like Z mentioned, super daming thrillers nga na lumalabas. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, madami ding tearjerkers. As in yung wawa sa akin yung buhay mo kasi mamamatay yung isang character. Ang daming ganun. Yes, major character death. Ang daming ganun sa Korean cinema. And a lot of Korean films have become popular because of that. Na parang, watch this film and you will cry for 2 hours. Ganun. Ang dami ko napanood na ganun nung bata ako.
Literally, it will leave a hole
in your heart. Yeah. Pero this one, parang it's a very fresh take na while it discusses something sensitive, like it doesn't leave you like sobbing because of a tragic death. Like may tragic din na nangyari, pero parang it gives you with that element of hope. Na parang it's a balance between not being too sad but also
hindi siya, kumbaga hindi siya sub story.
Yes.
Hindi siya it's not made you cry. Mm. Something ganoon.
Yung ganoon. Ang dami kasing sad Korean films like yung wawasakin yung puso mo, dudurugin.
Ginawa talaga siya to depress the viewers.
Oo, parang ganoon.
Parang that's the sole intention of the movie.
Yeah. Masaya pa. Wait.
Masaya.
Pero pero
yes, go on kapatid na.
With regards to Oscar's prediction natin na parang we're rooting for this film. We're rooting for it to be appreciated and recognized, 'di ba? Pero kasi as what we discussed dun sa aming Oscar episode, parang ang Oscar lahat ng bumoboto for Oscars, parang they don't have those kind of appreciation sa kung paano natin ma-appreciate like yung Asian films kasi they're very they're very white, they're very local, so parang to be appreciated like what happened to Parasite, sobrang sobrang surprising niya for us, 'di ba? kahit manominate nga lang eh, 'di ba? So parang ako personally, sobrang niroot ko yung Minari to be to win as best picture. Pero same kasi kami ni Ron, The Trial of Chicago 7 din kasi yung ano namin, yung manok namin for best picture. Pero if hindi ganon, sobrang to, just for Minari to be nominated, sobrang laki na niyang ano, sobrang laki na niyang tawag nito, part of our ano eh, part of our win na from what happened last year, 'di ba? Sobrang big win si Parasite. Tapos to have Minari to be nominated a lot, like best picture, best actor, 'di ba? Steven Yeun, first American Korean na ano na nominate, 'di ba? Sobrang sobrang laki na niya. Nakakagulat si Oscar na sobrang diverse, tama nga si Ron. Sobrang diverse nitong batch of ano roster ng nominees. Kaya parang sa akin as much as I want Minari to win, parang with the kind of culture that Oscar has, sobrang baka this time malabo pa sa atin mauwi si ano si Minari, si Minari.
Tsaka I think I don't think they're gonna give it, they're gonna give the best picture to the another Korean film.
Yeah.
Na back to back. Year.
Na back to back. Oo. Yeah.
Medyo malabo.
Kung baga sa Miss Universe, no?
Oo. Hindi pwedeng sa inyo ulit yung corona, no?
Nominated lang. Nominated lang sa top 4. And that's a big win already. So kung back to back, oh, thank you, Lord.
Pero si ano, si Sunja, sobrang laki ng ano, sobrang laki ng chance niya to win.
Sa best supporting actress.
For best supporting actress. Oo.
She shined
I'd have to ask then, no? Do you think the internet somehow has impact on these Asian or Korean films and to be specific, to be nominated in the Oscars? Because, you know, we're making noise in social media. Do you think that that somehow the social people on social media had a voice to have these Korean films be nominated?
Yeah, sobra, sobra. Feeling namin, ako din personally, sobrang laki ng, ano, sobrang laki ng, sobrang laking factor ng social media or nagkaroon tayo ng pandemic na nabigyan ng chance yung ibang films na ma-showcase yung strength nila through online streaming. Like what happened to Promising Young Woman. Parang, since na-delay yung, ano niya, yung
theatrical
yung release niya, parang mas nagkaroon siya ng malaking chance para ma-nominate sa Oscars. So kung hindi nagkaroon ng pandemic, tas nagkaroon siya ng early release at the early 2020, parang malabo yung chance niya na maging part ng ano ng nomination. So parang ganun. So katulad what happened to Minari na parang since ang lawak nung access natin sa online streaming, 'di ba? Parang mas nagkakaroon, mas malakas yung campaign kasi minsan doon din nagkakatalo eh sa Oscars. Parang kung mas malakas yung campaign mo for this film, mas nagkakaroon din ng chance to be seen and to be heard. Ganon.
True. At saka madagdag ko lang din, if you compare like Oscars rosters like years from now, there definitely is a change.
Sobra. Laki.
So, the Oscars are really consisted naman of people, of normally white people talaga eh. So, yes, they are hearing us. They're hearing all our voices. Kumbaga kung how we share or how we voiced out everything na dapat. These films need recognition and all that. They definitely heard that. Kaya naman, if you guys have noticed, may development naman sila in a way. Paunti-unti lang talaga, pero stepping stones at least.
On that,
yeah.
10 years from now.
May nagagawa ang pagreklamo.
Totoo!
Totoo!
May nagagawa.
Habang may boses, magsalita.
True. Yeah. And register to vote. Oh my God, nagsabay tayo doon.
Hello. Ang sabay lang yun sa cinephiles eh.
Yes. So ayun, parang we have talked about the Oscars and about visibility. And as you mentioned, Jervie, the Oscars is a very local event. So parang
very white.
Very
old. Hollywood, something like that. So, when it comes to movie industries na galing sa ibang bansa, like for example, South Korea, the Philippines, important ba talaga yung Western validation? Like, what does it do and why is it considered to be something important by some?
Not you guys asking the right questions. Even us with the film podcast, we have not thought about these questions or we haven't discussed this question yet. You guys are asking all the right questions.
Alam mo, this is a running question that we always ask our guests.
Yeah.
Like, for example, our past episode with Pop Emergency, we asked if need ba talaga yung Western validation of K-pop going west? Kasi right now, di ba, BTS is really big in the US and among other K-pop groups. So, parang, we thought na, parang, Ayla thought na parang,
we should ask the same?
Oh, we should ask the same. In terms of
films. To movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alam
mo. Go, kapatid. Ikaw muna.
Anong dahilan ng mga ngiti niya?
Natatawa ko kasi
sobrang. Hindi, sabi ko, ang ganda.
Ang ganda
na ano,
go. May naalala kong interview last year sa Parasite after they won sa Oscars na parang tinanong sila ng isang American interviewer, sabi sa kanila, oh, how does it feel to be popular here in US? Tapos parang lahat, nung translate sa kanila, parang yung reaction nila, ha? So parang nagugulat sila na parang, kailangan ba popular kami sa US para ma-recognize yung ganda ng pelikula namin. Parang, di ba, even their own.
Uh-huh.
Di ba parang, oh, okay. Di ba parang hindi, di ba tayo, hindi naman natin hinahangad lagi to be recognized sa platform ng US na parang, we're just doing films because of our passion and love for film. Pero para maging main goal mo to be recognized sa US or to be there sa ano sa global platform, 'di ba? Parang sobrang off niya or off-putting niya for me personally na parang hindi naman kasi ginagawa ang pelikula para kung kanino man. Ginagawa ang pelikula para magbigay ng message and para to be there, to be seen, to be heard. Kasi yun yung goal ng pelikula, di ba? Parang nakaka-offend as someone na, sa mga filmmaker, sobrang nakaka-offend yun sa filmmaker na parang, hello, sino ba kayo? Ano bang ambag nyo? Parang ganun.
Right.
Gabi yung hugot ko, no? Pasensya 25. Na.
Philippines!
May comment ako yun kay sa chika ni Jervie, pero let's hear it from kapatid na Ron muna. Mm. Anong chika mo?
Ako naman, while Jervie's points naman are really valid and those are great, I do agree with that. Maidagdag ko lang, let's look at it objectively. So, all in all, first muna, what's your goal? Like, yun nga, why do you make films?
Na?
So, sabi nga ni Jervie, if you're making films out of passion and all that, then go. Do whatever you want to do. Pero I think, hindi siya required, but it helps to be recognized in Western. Kasi isipin mo ang demographics ng United States. Kaya, there's a reason why siya yung sinasabi ng, well, I hindi naman ako agree, pero they're saying that they're the superior race and all that. But, since they have the largest demographic, they have the largest demographics kasi, for cinema, I think it also pays and it really helps a lot that your film gets recognized there. Yes, you don't need their validation, definitely.
Yeah.
But it helps. Mm. That's my take on it.
Like it helps.
Oh, sorry, add ko lang din na. Na parang, maging thankful tayo to be recognized sa mga ganong award-giving bodies. Because, hello, after all, it's Oscars. It's Cannes, diba? Parang, naalala ko lang sinabi ni ni isang director sa isang masterclass namin na parang don't create film for film festival. Create film for people. Na parang tawag nito price na sa inyo kung ma-recognize kayo for film festival like Oscars. Sobrang thankful for sobrang thankful ng Asian cinema for being recognized sa Oscars. Kasi ang laki ng sakop niya. Ron is right na parang yung demographic for Western viewers sobrang lawak. And sobrang laki nung advantage for Asian cinemas to be recognized there. Kasi mas maiinganyo sila to watch other Asian films like Parasites. Tapos ngayon, ano naman, itong Minari, diba? So, yun.
Madagdag ko lang din doon, no? Na when you were creating a film, basically it you want to send a message, eh, diba? Your film is built on a message. It's an art. It's a form of art that you chose to deliver through that medium, which is visuals, which is film. Now, you want film. To, of course, as a filmmaker, you want that message to be sent across to all people, to a lot of people as much as possible. Yeah. Diba? And let's face it na there are some factors, there are some certain things that some people may not know if it's not for the exposure in Western. Mm. Diba? So in a way, I am thankful as well na these films are being recognized here because for, you know, who knows, diba? Baka may mga taong kailangan pala makita tong movie na to. Na it definitely will change their life. And if wala tong exposure na to, hindi nila makikita. So I think it's like a domino effect, diba?
Yeah.
So it's a big factor din as well.
And I appreciate that remark din kasi parang Bong Joon-ho mentioned when he received the award, parang you have to overcome the subtitles.
Barriers.
The barrier of subtitles. And I think na parang a lot of white people or a lot of Westerners still complain na parang, I wouldn't watch that. Parang ayoko magbasa while watching something. And then it's your loss. It's not theirs. I mean, it's your loss. It's not the filmmaker's loss. Kasi ikaw yung nagde-deprive sa chance mo to actually watch a film that is well-made, well-written, contains a very powerful message. So if you're just gonna let a language barrier stop you from watching it, it's your loss, not the filmmaker's.
Okay. I just wanna add something like that. Na parang naisip ko while Ron and Jerfy were talking, na parang Ron mentioned kasi about US having a large or a very diverse demographic. And it's just so ironic na they don't quote me on this, but I think US has a large number of immigrants coming from different countries, from different continents. Mm-hmm. And it's just so ironic to me na they have all types, all races, all people from all over the world, but yet ngayon lang nila recognize that there are other films outside of the US. Mm. Which leads me to the point na I think it has something to do with a revolution that is happening in the world. Like, people are gaining voices. I mean, we are very outspoken with, you know, Black Lives Matter, Asian Lives Matter. Yeah. Now, all this, you know, it seems chaotic kasi very violent yung nangyayaring change. Pero it's still change. Although I hope it's not this way kasi there are lives lost. Pero, you know, at least we're closer to our goal. One step closer to our goal, which is, you know, recognition for all types of, well, not recognition for everyone disregarding their, you know, gender, race. Yeah. Yan lang.
I like that lang din na as much as ano we have the South Korean movies that we've mentioned are gaining a lot of recognition. I take this na lang as a baby step, especially what is happening right now with the Asian hate or the Asian related crimes and whatnot. Though we can say na we're there. The spotlight is already shining on South Korean films.
Yeah.
It still takes a lot of work. With or without Western recognition or validation. But there's still a lot of work needs to be done to fully establish South Korean and Asian film in general to be really out there into the world, especially in a country that is so... For the lack of better term, it's so ignorant as America.
Ang weird lang, no? Parang Asians always have to do something. We always have to prove something.
To prove something, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba nga, we are being called the model minority for that
thing. Parang it's just the same thing for our LGBTQIA plus friends. Na parang they always have to prove themselves first before get before getting recognized. For being simply human.
Yeah. For being themselves.
And I know that's another story, pero I just have to relate kasi since we're talking about discrimination and such. Pero ayun, ang ganda ng mga insights natin. And I really appreciate, no? Kasi parang more than discussing Oscar nominations or Minari or Parasite and all these amazing Korean films that we've mentioned, we also discussed important social issues then.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know na we always get this serious during our episodes, pero I hope our listeners still enjoy this type of conversations kasi yeah. It's important to talk about these things, you know.
Yeah.
Ayan. Yes. So moving on.
Oscars.
I think by the time we drop this episode, Oscar, we already know the winners.
So tama kaya ang predictions natin.
Mm-hmm. Tama kaya ang prediction na mananalo kaya si Halmoni. Halmoni.
Let's go Halmoni.
Best supporting.
Fifth Halmoni.
Tanggapin ko.
Ayun. So, noting everything that we have talked about, what are your thoughts on Korean cinema and the future of the Korean movie industry? You can also talk about the Asian movie industry, of course.
Tas isabay nyo na din yung if you have any movie recommendations to our viewers. Kasi I'm sure after this episode, they got interested then with all the films that we've mentioned earlier. So if you have other recommendations, please do. Ayan.
Siguro sa akin yung takeaway ko lang naman for this, parang yung historical win for Parasite and kung magkaroon man ng another win for Minari, 'di ba? Parang that win is not just about a movie winning an award. It's also the entire Korea or the entire Asia na magkaroon or to gain global prominence. Alam niyo yun, parang wag natin siya tignan as win for the movie lang, na now that we're finally being recognized, let's not take away the spotlight sa atin, na wag natin hayaan na mawala sa atin. Kumbaga, gawin natin tong advantage for us to keep creating movies na dapat mas naririnig at mas nakikita pa at magkaroon sila ng recognition in global platform. Kasi katulad ng sinabi ni Z kanina, 'di ba? Ngayon, sobrang ironic na ba't parang ngayon lang tayo na-recognize. Bakit parang ngayon lang tayo nabibigyan ng chance na mabigyan ng opportunity to be recognized, ganun. Parang kung meron mang filmmakers na nakikinig diyan, parang gawin nating advantage to. Diba? Even nung Marosa, nagkaroon siya ng recognition sa Cannes Film Festival, right. Diba? When Jacqueline Jose win best actress, diba? Marosa. Parang, in Marosa. Dun pa lang, first ever Filipina to win a Cannes Film Award. Cannes na rin yun, eh, diba? Parang, kahit diba, pasulpot-sulpot yung mga recognition ng Asian films or ng Korean films din, diba? So, parang, let's not stop from there. We keep moving forward na parang hayaan natin na mas maririnig nila yung message. Kasi, Z's right, it's about revolution. It's about the message of the film. Kung yung goal mo is to be heard, keep doing that. Na marinig tayo ng buong mundo kasi mas doon nila tayo mapapansin, mas doon nila maririnig yung mga boses na hindi nabibigyan ng platform. Kasi sabi nga nila, di ba, we're the minorities daw. So, let's prove to them na hindi lang kami dito, okay? May iba kaming galing, may iba tayong, oh my God, Asian, sobrang talented excellent. Yan. Sobrang, hello, Korean, yung Korean films, di ba, ang sobrang, ako, nasisimula na rin kasi akong i-widen yung ano ko eh, yung genre ko pagdating sa film. So marami na rin akong pinapanood na Asian film. I'm not limiting myself to Korean films din. So other Asian films din. And mas na-appreciate ko na yung Asian mas deserve nila ma-recognize talaga. Kaya parang,
totoo.
Let's keep doing this kind of art na ma-appreciate, lalo na ng mga Western, ha? Makinig kayo. Charot. Diba?
Listen.
Yun lang naman. Oo. And, ano pala? Ano ba? Regarding dun sa movie recommendation ko, wala, sobrang limited pati rin talaga ng Korean films na napapanood ko. Pero siguro, bukod sa Parasite, isa sa mga favorite film ko is Snowpiercer.
Ah, yes.
I love Snowpiercer. Sobrang ano, gusto ko siya. Yes. Another Bong Joon-ho, diba? So, pati series niya, kahit Western-made yung series niya, sinuportahan ko pa rin siya. It's because of the message kasi. Diba? So, kung yung core message ng film is out there to be heard and to be seen, supportahan natin siya. Kaya parang ako, mas gusto kong panoorin tong Snowpiercer kasi sobrang ano, sobrang ganda ng message niya na dapat mas nabibigyan natin ng pansin. Yun lang naman yung akin. Ikaw ba, kapatid?
Sa akin, I mean, outside of the award-giving body, so I'm not gonna focus on that. It's great. I'm glad that Asian cinema is breaking walls and you know, reaching one milestone after another, and I'm all for that, and I'm glad. Pero siguro ang gusto ko, and what I want for future cinema for Asian films is, I want people to watch them as normally as they would watch, let's say, a local, for us Filipinos na mag-watch tayo ng Tagalog film, or when we decide to watch an English film. Kasi I think at this point, there's still some setbacks pa rin. I mean, siguro, yun nga, what I would like, I guess, outside of the award-giving bodies aspect, is for people to appreciate Korean cinema as much as they do Western films. I think there are far underrated Korean films that they have not seen it. Or, you know what, I'm not gonna focus on Korean. Asian cinema na lang. There are a lot of movies out there na sobrang hindi natin, na-miss natin just because they're not in English or hindi sila Tagalog na they have to read subtitles. Ako kasi, for myself, whether English or Filipino ang pinapanood ko, may subtitles ako lagi.
Same.
Nasanay na ako.
I
couldn't watch a film without a subtitle kasi gusto kong namnamin lahat ng dialogue. So, kaya siguro sobrang casual na lang din sa akin manood ng yun nga, ng foreign film. Kasi nasanay na ako dun. So, ayun lang. I wish na more people would be able to discover more Asian films. So for my suggestion, sobrang dami kong naisip na Korean film that I'd like to recommend, but I'd stay to my branding. So mga horror movies ang isa suggest ko. So I have four suggestions for our listeners. May kanya-kanyang element of horror to. So if you're looking for a supernatural horror film, please see The Wailing.
Oh my god, yes.
I know this is medyo famous na rin to, pero I think a lot of people still need to see this.
Isa na ako doon.
It's a really great take. You should see this, kapatid. It's a really great take on
exorcism.
Korean culture, voodoo, witchcraft, exorcism. Yeah, so parang think of exorcism or exorcist, but make it Korean. So parang ganun siya. Ang ganda. Sobrang ganda ng film.
So good.
If you're afraid of like mumu, mga ganun, I wouldn't say there's a lot of mumu naman here, pero it's more of the story kasi it's very compelling. And there's a lot of plot twists, and at the end, it just ends, it leaves you just
scared.
A changed person. Charot. If you're a fan of slasher flick naman,
yes!
I would suggest two films. I Saw the Devil and To Sir with Love. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
I saw the Devil, pero di ko tinapos kasi na-stress ako.
Diba? Yes. So, if you're into like crime procedural horror, psychological thriller, this one is for you, especially I Saw the Devil. I think I Saw the Devil was... wait lang. I forgot. Pero I think well-known din yung gumawa ng I Saw the Devil.
Ano?
Pero ayun nga, yung gumawa ng I Saw the Devil is also well known.
Yes.
It was made by Kim Ji-won, actually, and si Park Hoon-jung yung nagsulat ng screenplay. Sir With Love naman is your typical slasher flick, like whodunit film, like you literally have to guess who the killer is.
Wow.
So if you're into that kind of film, watch this. Kasi yung fourth suggestion ko.
Bandersnatch.
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
The Snatch.
Yung fourth suggestion ko is because I'm a sucker for anthology. Minsan, I have a short span talaga, short attention span.
Same.
So, minsan gusto ko mabilisan lang. So, Three Extremes, we've discussed this in our episode before, pero Three Extremes is an anthology film na created by three directors, isang Japanese, isang Korean, and isang Chinese.
Let's go, Asian! So,
yes, Asian supremacy!
Dito galing yung... Yes, dito galing Asian yung dumplings. Excellence. If you guys have seen dumplings, dito siya galing.
Uh-oh.
So, isang segment nito is yung dumplings. And then yung while it's the most people's favorite, yung favorite part ko talaga dito is the Korean part. I forget the title, pero you guys should see this.
So, Mandu.
Three
extremes. Yeah. Dumplings, gyoza.
Gyoza. Gyoza
yung isa. Mandu.
Nagutuloy ako.
Love
salamat
it.
Salamat ha. Yung background pa natin, Didi.
Gutom na ba kayo?
Good to know kayo. Ikaw ba, Z? What are your thoughts?
Ako lang naman ay do films with a message, especially messages that are yet to be heard or hindi pa nabigyan ng boses. And yun nga, we're all for, I think kasi ako personally, I don't have problems naman with watching foreign films. Like I've said, I'm used to reading subtitles as well as looking at the opa's face. So I have no problem dyan. Ang problema, ang sometimes the problem lies with the accessibility of the films. Mm. And I know na advocate ng Cinefiles, ang ating mga kapatid na si Ron at si Jerpy with film accessibility. So I'd like to take this moment to ask for people in this industry to make these films accessible to everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's another way to lessen the piracy. Kasi people are willing to pay naman. Like, ako, I for myself, I'm very willing to pay, but I'm not the type of person to actually go to the mall para lang manood ng movie. Homebody lang ako, so I prefer watching it on my own. So if these films are, you know, accessible to the general public, it would gain more traction, more appreciation. And who knows, no, diba? Baka matagal lang appreciated yung Asian films. It's just that
kulang
na visibility. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, streaming is the future na talaga.
Correct.
Ikaw, Mitch.
Ikaw, Ayla.
Sige, ako na muna.
Ay, ikaw muna.
So, my thoughts about Korean cinema, it's really rapidly changing and it's a very vibrant industry na eh. Like, in the past few years, super, super daming films, super daming magagandang kwentong na re-release every year. And, like, for example, Netflix signed partnerships with more Korean film companies. So, more Korean films are coming into Netflix. Like,
to Netflix.
Just last year? Di ko lang sure if last year or this year, but Space Sweepers, it's the first ever Korean space opera film. So, it's their first venture into a Star Wars-esque setting. First time nilang gumanon. So, ayun nga, parang
they're... It's done well, I'd say,
yeah,
diba?
Yeah, I saw it. It was done well. So, I'd say they are really diversifying more and more given the recognition that they also received. And I feel like it's going to be more accessible too. And I hope that this energy can also be translated din sa ating appreciation sa local films natin. Like, I hope there can be more accessibility like Z and Cinefiles advocate. And I'm also hoping to, like, watch more films from our other Asian neighbors. Like, for example, films from Vietnam, from Cambodia, like...
Thailand.
Na-recommend... Thailand, yes. Thailand is slowly gaining popularity because of Thai horror and the other...
Indonesia.
Yes.
They make great horror films.
Yes, I heard. I heard of this horror film from Indonesia na para siyang Battle Royale. I forgot the title.
Battle Royale.
Parang Battle Royale, as in, very violent. Tas super ganda daw niya. So, like, wala akong mapaghanap noon. So, I just hope for more accessibility. Yes, please. Tapos, ayun, parang na-recommend sa akin yung Fury, for example, is a Viet film. I haven't seen it yet. But, ano daw siya, parang vengeance film. So, yun nga, parang I hope that we could also... gain more accessibility than sa films from other nations and of course sa films dito din sa Pilipinas so that we have more chances to appreciate it, to digest their message and to advocate that message kasi some of these films are very powerful, like they really possess a really strong political foundation that is very important for the masses, for all the people to possess kasi ang pelikula hindi lang siya pelikula eh, mensahe talaga siya. Ang bigat niya.
Sobrang true.
Kung yung mensahe na yon mapapadama mo sa lahat ng tao, grabe, ang dami mong makukos na pagbabago. So yun. I just hope
that's what I like about watching films kasi it's not just sometimes it's not just for entertainment. It's there to deliver a message and it's up to you on how you would like to translate that message. Would you like to send that message across all the people around you? Would you like to take that in, absorb it, and use it to change yourself, to improve yourself? You know, there's a lot of possibilities.
It's a revolution.
May re-recommend lang din ako. 1987. It's a film about the Korean Revolution in 1987. So, very relevant for us Filipinos because it happened during the same time as the EDSA Revolution. And the fact that it was made during this decade shows na Koreans still have that thought na they should hold their government accountable all the time. As in, walang erasure.
which is a message that Filipinos should, you know,
should know.
True.
And I just want to share something related to that kasi, you know, I talk to Koreans like for work. and also with people from other countries. But anyway, when I talk to Koreans about the revolution, they're very open to talking about it naman when I ask it. And you know, like they view it as a very shameful period in their past. And they really fought for it, so they don't want that to happen again. So every time there is a sign of government incompetence, they will get rid of it. They ousted the president, like,
sana all talaga. Like big sana lang, all.
Si Park Geun-hye, they ousted her because she was incompetent. Wala siyang kwenta. So people protested all over.
Sana all.
All over Seoul. So like my student protested himself. Like he was part of it. Kasi that message is really ingrained into them. And the fact that their films, their Korean dramas even, reflect this kind of messaging shows na it's really strong in the psyche of the people. And it's a sign.
Sana all.
Grabe. Ang sayo naman.
Sana all talaga. Oo. Ako naman, ako aminin ko la. Sobrang limited lang yung napapanood kong films and especially sa Asian. Mas ano din ako kasi takot din ako sa horror. Kaya sabi ko sa umpisa pa lang na parang mahilig ako sa rom-com kasi doon ako mas comfortable. Pero I'm open to the idea of watching films like In the Mood for Love. It's a Hong Kong film.
Wong Kar Wai.
I'm really open to any...
Yeah, I'm a hoe for Wong Kar.
Madami ako. Naging open na ako kasi it's one of my goals for 2021. It's to watch at least 2 K-dramas or more and marami ding movies na isn't Western. So, yun nga. Ang problem lang kasi with movies, yun nga, it's the problem of accessibility. Though, ako naman, willing naman ako mag-pay ng monthly subscription or, ano, 200 pesos sa Sinehan. Parang hindi pa rin sapat na maghahanap ako sa torrent just to find these quality Asian films. Hindi pa sapat yun. I want to support more the director. Sana. Right. Using my own money. I already feel guilty admitting na na-download ko yung film to torrent. Pero yun, I just wish lang na we as people of the internet have more options to at least support the film. Apart from visibility na din. I just wish lang din na from here on, moving forward, lahat ng stories will be out there with or without the awarding bodies, the accolades, whatever. Maraming potential talaga ang Korean films. We just need to support as loud as we can. We need to campaign them more. And yun din yung gusto kong gawin sa ano, sa Philippine film industry. Kasi I remember, kasi me and Jerf and Ayla said na parang yung MMFF 2016 best yes! lineup. I want that energy. I want that energy moving forward simula MMFF 2020 forward. Gusto ko ng ganong energy sa future ng Philippine films. So yun, the future is bright. We just need to work harder. We just need to amplify those voices louder.
And yun. Fight for greater visibility. Tama! Yes.
Tama. Kapag hindi kumita yung film, huwag yung alisin sa sinihan.
Totoo! Tama. Oh my God!
Oh,
diba kasi, minsan ganun eh. Diba kunyari sa MMFF, pag may mababa yung kita ng isang film, inaalis sila, unti-unti nilang inaalis sa mga ano, sa mga sinihan. So, paano nakikita yung film? Paano maririnig yung message ng film, diba?
Yung General Luna nung una, diba? True, super konti lang.
Oo.
Nung pinapalabas na sinihan.
Kaya pina-open nila sa mga estudyante, diba? 50 pesos. Oh.
Ayun, boom. Period. Look at them diba? Now.
Ang so ganda.
Super, I love this episode.
I know. And super thankful kami sa insights nyo. And I thankful feel like we also learned a lot. Yeah.
I learned a lot, actually.
Oo.
We're very thankful. So, thank you, Cinephiles, for guesting in our show. So, can you tell us more about your show? Promote nyo naman.
Where can we find you? Mm-hmm. Where can we listen to you?
Yeah.
Oo. Uh-uh.
Okay. So, mga kapatid sa puso at isip at iwa, ibabranda namin tong kapatid since talagang inano nyo na eh. Ginamit nyo na eh.
Kasama na sa kulto.
If you guys are fans of films, or even if you don't, I mean, if you're not, I mean, if you guys just love watching movies, we have a podcast. It's called Cinephiles. We talk about movies there. We review, we share analysis. And sometimes we also share specific films under specific categories. So, kunyari, our favorite film with the best soundtrack or best cinematographies. So, if you're also looking for movie suggestions, that's definitely the podcast for
Dami
you.
Ko nakuha
you can, thank you.
Thank you.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook. Our handle is at CinephilesPod. That's CineFilesPod.
Ayan, nag-upload kami lagi ng full-length episode namin. Our full-length episodes, yung meron kaming deep dive analysis sa isang specific film. So, every Wednesday yun, 6 p.m. And then, every Friday naman, nag-upload kami randomly, whether it's short episode, yung mga ano namin, mga ranking namin ng mga films, or we have cameo, mga guesting namin, katulad ng collabs with Kimbap to be uploaded soon. Tapos, yun, meron din kaming real talk. Meron kaming bagong segment na niluluto dahil we want to widen our range then in terms of sa film industry. So, balak namin na mag-guest ng mga tao sa industriya para mas ma-discuss pa yung mga dapat matalakay. Yes, we're excited about that. So, ayun.
Excited ako for this real talk.
Let's go.
Thank you so much again.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you guys. Sobrang thankful din. Kamsahamnida.
Yes. Yes, marunong na siya.
Kansamida.
Yeah! Plan lang ako ng konti, kapatid, ha? List lang muna akong kulto. Dito muna ako sa kebab.
Tito ka na din. Tito Jerry and Tito Ron. Part ng tita and tito gang. So, ayun. Thank you so much, Cinefiles. And thank you to everyone who has listened to this episode. So, I hope you learned a lot. So, if you want to listen to more episodes of The Kimbap Show, available ang mga episodes namin sa Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and all other streaming platforms.
And if tip nyo kaming kausapin sa social media, pwedeng-pwede naman. That is on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at The Kimbap Show. And if gusto nyo kaming panoorin sa YouTube, we are on YouTube actually. Subscribe, like, whatever. Also named at The Kimbap Show.
And if you wanna share your thoughts to us, bartagulin nyo kami. Hindi nyo gusto yung mga opinion namin. Ganyan.
Pwedeng-pwede.
I-cancel nyo kami. Charo.
Wow!
We are on Telegram, that's t.me/thekimbapshow. And to summarize lahat ng mga pinagsasabi namin, check out nyo na lang kami at thebunkph.com/thekimbapshow. Yes. All our socials are there. You can listen to us as there as well. And then you can find all of our bunkmates then. Like Cinefile.
Yay.
Nandun din sila. Sa The Bunk PH. Tama.
Yay.
Okay. Ayun, thank you ulit for having us here. This has been Ron.
And this is Jerfy.
This has been Z.
This has been Richie.
And this has been Isla. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Tumanayo. Bye. Tumanayo.